rule. Well, then that's one. All the repeaters of this system are on the website www.n2row.net. Please check out that website and pick the repeater that is closest to where you are. Please use the least amount of power necessary to provide a clean signal into the system. If you use too much power, you may be tripping a remote receiver on the other side of the city, which will then make your signal sound noisy. Because it is a linked repeater system, when you can, please pause for a second or two before you begin to speak. Otherwise, the beginning parts of your transmission will get cut off. That's an inherent nature of linked systems. When you're checking in on the net, please provide your call sign, name, and location. And please also indicate if you have any traffic for the net. By traffic, we're talking about any comments or questions that you would like to share with everyone else. If you don't have any traffic, you say the words, no traffic. This way, we'll move on to the next person. Again, this net is only a reflection of the traffic that you do bring to the net. So the less traffic we have, the shorter the net will be. If you're not able to get into the net for whatever reason, you may be having some technical difficulties, you may be too far away to reach the repeater, or you may not have an amateur radio license yet. Participate by dropping an email. And the email address for this net is nycxa@yahoo.com. So at this point, we'll stand by to check in. Please space it out. This way, people are not stepping on each other and we can get everybody checked in. This is N2NLB. Good evening. WA2SQQ, Bob in Elmwood Park. We're checking email. Nothing in yet. And I do have one question this week.
T2GLW. Out walking the dog as usual. No traffic, but I listen.
F2IC Mobile, stand down. Check it in, just listening.
enjoying the Hudson River traffic now that they have two levels of traffic, two altitudes. Is all of that still going to be handled on 123.05, or is there going to be a second frequency?
That is an interesting question. I would hope that the FAA is going to allocate some separate frequencies to the different flight levels over the Hudson River. But I have not seen any updated frequency list from them in one of their flight plan guides. If we know anybody in the airline community, maybe they can jump in and provide some insight to that.
Repeat, PL1148.
I kind of looked around here and there, but I really couldn't find that much of anything. Okay, anyway, last week, I think it was, I did mention about the DX test, and I'm just looking at the National Radio Club on their bulletins. Unfortunately, we just, the latest one they have here, let's see. Yeah, okay, we do have one. Okay, so November the 29th, which is Sunday morning, or if you want to think of it as late Saturday night, from 0001 to 0100, or if you prefer UTC 0501 to 0600, WSRY, which is 1550 in Elkton, Maryland, is going to be running a DX test. There's no details as far as what it's going to be, whether it's going to be the CW or polka music or anything like that. But in any event, that's the only upcoming one that's posted. The next one on here is not until February. So again, WSRY 1550, and that's going to be on late Saturday night or early Sunday morning, November 29th. November 29th. It's a 1,000 watt station, so it should be a fairly easy one from this area to get. Go ahead. Okay. Yeah. That
should definitely be something that people can pick up. And thanks for bringing that, Bob. That's a good one.
Where I found this, if anybody's interested, it's very easy. It's at www.dxtest.info.
Yeah, definitely a good site. And they always have the information on there when we need it. All right, thanks, Bob. Again, for those who were not able to get in on the air, please use our email address, nydxa.com, and Bob will be checking it periodically. All right, next one up on the list, KB1OWG from north of Keene, New Hampshire. Yeah, George, and 20B.
Well, good evening. All of that, hopefully this path will hold up. I got a question regarding FDNY communications. I'm up on a pretty high hill here. I monitor the five boroughs regularly. My question is, why does the transmitter stay keyed on for so long after the transmission? But hopefully this made it. KB1OWG.
It's definitely a good question. I wish Frank was here. He's one of the fire department dispatchers. I know they use a foot switch to turn the mixer on and off, and what that does is takes the incoming signal from the trucks and allows it to go back out on the repeater output. And sometimes the dispatcher will just sit there with his foot on the switch to keep it open. Once in a while you hear the firefighter ask for the mixer to be turned off so they can provide sensitive information they don't want to be heard on the scanner. But if you live within a few miles of where they're transmitting from, you're going to hear them anyway on the input frequency. Which brings me to the next point, that enjoy the transmissions while you can over the air, because right now they are simulcasting both the fire department and the EMS on their new UHF frequencies. And are going to be cutting off the VHF frequencies and you won't hear them anymore. And I doubt very much that UHF is going to make that 150-mile long path up to Keene, New Hampshire.
Yeah, I'm going to have to work up an 800 element array and point us out.
Yeah, it's going to be a little tricky. Some of those frequencies that they're moving to are the ones that the Boston area is using right now up in the 482 to 486 frequency range.
Very good. Thank you for answering my question. I'll say 73. Have a good night. KB1OW3.
Okay, George. At this point, you are the furthest away station that contacted us by radio. Not counting echo. So, consider that a gold star next to your call sign in the list. Good question, Charlie.
A question for KB10WG. I'm just curious, where are you located in New Hampshire? How high and how much power are you running?
Okay, in Halstead, New Hampshire, it's about 10 people, running 55 X300. I'm located at 1,800 feet above.
Yeah, I'm not familiar.
Well, you dropped out. I think you're asking where is Alstead. It's in the southwest corner of the state, about 10 miles or 15 miles from the Vermont border, and about 30 miles north of the Massachusetts border.
Yeah, where are you in relation to either Peterborough, New Hampshire, or Spofford, New Hampshire?
About halfway between. About 15 miles from Spofford, and probably about 15 from Peterborough. We're right about in the middle.
Really? Okay. Yeah, I've got a friend of mine that lives up there. I'm just curious if you know Walt, WA2VSN.
Absolutely. Never met him, but I've spoken to him many times on the computer.
Which repeater is he hanging out on these days?
I used to get him on K1221 in New Hampshire. Also, I've heard him on the 7176 I can't think of the call
letters right now, but Simplex, but if he's on a repeater, he's on one of those two.
You mentioned the call. I know he's up. He's up top of the mountain there, and I'm just curious if I should take a listen. I'll turn it back to the net here in one sec. But the repeater that he frequents most often is on which frequency? I guess the propagation is changing, Charlie. Okay, thank you for letting me just get that through. Yeah, Charlie.
The call sign. KB1OW3. Okay, George. Once again, welcome to the net. You're welcome anytime as long as the path is open. And like I said, you're the furthest distance away that we've had on this net in the past 17 and a half years since the net started. So, put yourself in that hall of fame, whatever it's worth. And Bob, I believe the frequencies that your friend is on is 146.76. We had a key up on the system somewhere, plus on one of the link frequencies at 900 megs, we had the constant chirping of the digital pagers, which is what was causing some of the problems.
Okay, very good. Yeah, it must be some band enhancement tonight. That's good.
Gentlemen, I'm going to say 7-3. Have a good night. Thank you for letting me into the net. And next time, I hope to join again. KB1OW3.
Okay, very good, George. And maybe next time, you'll build that 800 element beam and point it in this direction. Okay, 7. Alright, let's move a little bit closer to the city. A little bit closer to the city this time, and we'll pick up X1MLZ in Go ahead, Bob. 10-20 will be.
they changed the, you know, they updated the radios or the transmitters or whatever, but a million times better here now. I can track the system very good here.
Well, it's probably a combination of things between maybe updating equipment. They had to retune the frequencies of the duplexes to move down 50 megahertz. So in the process, it probably, you know, tweaked it the way they should have. So now everything is exactly on frequency and maximized.
Yeah, that makes sense. I always want a wagon here in New York City, you know, a thousand times better than Nassau County, you know. It's a lot closer to me. But it's a lot better now, so it's a pretty good system.
Okay, Bob.
anything else in the email before we wrap it up? Oh, Charlie.
Updates that you have that can help out with either the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade or the various shopping malls and stores in the tri-state area. We submit them in enough time so that by Wednesday night we can get everything sent back out to everybody so they have it for Thursday morning and Friday morning. 7-3, catch you next week, and squad will be clear.